It is a good thing that creativity is living in all of you. It is a somewhat frustrating thing that the fields where you plant the seeds for what you want to grow are very unsettled now. They will not be unsettled always, and in many parts of the field, things are leveling and beginning to become safer to plant seeds and grow what you want to grow. You do want to consider when you are feeling as though you cannot move in the way you want to move, that a good part of that is the movement of the ground around you. So you do not begin to fault yourself for things that may be the conditions of the world that you are living in. Once again, this is not forever. There is already restructuring in many areas and clearing going on. And when you are able to feel that energetically, the way the universe works, if we can be so bold as to speak about that, the way it works is that when you are able to fully accept in your body, your emotional body, and your mind, that the universe is going to send you the thing that you need. And you will do your part by emptying your hands of your anxiety and your need to control, however that might be for you. When you can do that, then you are putting yourself in the perfect position so that when the ground begins to stabilize again, you will be able to plant your seeds or to continue to grow the seeds that you have planted. This is always, of course, a frustrating time because it throws you squarely into the battle with the patriarchal systems, which tell you there is a way that you do this, and only in this these ways will you ever succeed. It is something that if the universe had ego, it would find insulting. But the universe does not have ego. So it simply is bemused by this misunderstanding of how things actually work. Now, we would like to remind you of something to help you keep balance, and that is that you will find yourself in communication with people who promise you that because they followed the 10 steps, they got the desired outcome. That is what we call creative forgetting. If you went back to the beginning of what they wanted to do, and you followed them through everything that happened, you would find that it was not that way at all. That there actually was universal interface, but they decided not to acknowledge or honor that because they were more comfortable with the patriarchal structure. So do not, what we are saying is, do not believe that everything you hear includes the totality of how things are actually created. So we are mentioning this to you because you are all in a place to create. And we want to remind you that there is indeed a more powerful way to create than adhering to a very limited set of steps. And we also would like to remind you that we are with you, working with you. Make a place for us every time you can, and we will help you move along as quickly as we can. So that is what we are saying to you tonight. Now we want to say one other thing. In the world that is dissembling in the way that it is, you are going to find that there are lost souls, shall we say, and they are not always readily apparent. Sometimes the lost soul seems to be dressing or appearing as one who seems to be fine with the way life is going. Very often that is not true. So in a moment when you can hear the vulnerability of another person about whatever it is they are creating, your goodwill and loving kindness will actually assist you in creating the thing that you want to create as well. So if you would begin to breathe easily and deeply. Now, as you breathe, allow yourself to know your own lightness and your own ability to rise through the density of the life that you are living now, to know your own lightness and let that lightness move you up. Feel the opening of the crown and feel your lightness pull up the supportive energy of the earth. So you are pulling that supportive energy into your body as your spirit moves out to your crown, lightly, and into the night sky. And see the beauty and the balance of the universe. And allow the deepest intuitive part of you to have a sense of the universes past the one you know, and how perfectly balanced all of that is as well. And see that a vehicle is moving toward you, and it is yours, and its destination is the place that is prepared for you. And observe your vehicle, because inside of it there will be a symbol or a gift that will be about your journey and about what you need. So as you enter your vehicle, feel the movement of the vehicle, but allow yourself to be in the vehicle, to look around and see what is there for you. Now know that your vehicle is coming close to the place that has been prepared for you. And it comes to the gates which open for you. And you step into a world that has been created for you. Notice first your feet as you walk on the path in this place. And let your feet begin to pull up wisdom. Begin to pull up that which makes you wise in your walk. Now let your body pull up healing. And let that healing go to wherever you need it. And finally, let it go to your thinking, to your mind, to your third eye. Even out of body, it is your third eye. And move upward on this path until you find the place where your teacher waits for you. Take this time to be with your teacher. Open your hands and let your teacher's hands cover your hands so that your energy is joined at this very high place. Now know that your teacher has a gift for you. And resting the mind, know the gift. thank the teacher for the gift and for being here with you, and receive the blessing that the teacher has for you. Now know that you come to water in this place, and it is the water of peace. And drink the water, and be in the water if you are drawn to be, so that it takes away all that is not peace. Now, as you walk through your place, feel a golden rain falling, and allow yourself to take that energy into every part of your being, your field, your chakra centers, your knowing, your intuition, your power, your abundance. Take all of that in and bring it with you as you come to the gates and come back into your vehicle. And let your vehicle take you through the night sky, through the beauty of the stars and the planets. Feel the winds that blow, and the light that guides. And come again to the room, to those who sit with you here. And as a service, find a gift or a message for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.